This episode is brought to you by our good friends at NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV. I'm sure by now you've all gotten back into your Sunday routines, but they could be even better. With NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV, you get the most live NFL games all in one place, every game, every Sunday, and you can even watch up to four different games at once. With MultiView, one of my favorite inventions of this decade. It's exactly what you need to catch all the action. Make your Sundays more magical. And also, YouTube TV is great. I got it this year. It's awesome. Sign up now at youtube.com/BS. Device and content restrictions apply. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games.
This is The Rich Eisen Show
with guest host Andrew Siciliano.
The kick is no good!
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Franco Harris immaculate reception, which, by the way, was neither immaculate nor a reception. It bounced off 15 different things. Like, by definition, that's not immaculate.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. ESPN NFL analyst Mina Kimes. Coming up, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Andrew Siciliano.
Hope you're doing well. Thank you for being here as we are heading into week two of the NFL preseason with nothing to talk about. Just kidding. There's a lot to talk about today. The breaking news is, and it is not funny, nor was my one-liner, J.J. McCarthy is done for the season. Kevin O'Connell made that announcement roughly 15 minutes ago, stepped to the podium, and we told you yesterday, this is either 3 weeks or 3 months. Well, it's 3 months. And he is done for the year. And it's a little bit more than 3 months. The Vikings have made the decision. They are shutting him down. 2024 is over before it begins for the rookie first-round pick who showed so much promise this past weekend. Just brutal, brutal news. McCarthy looked really good after the early pick on Saturday. Came in Monday, said the knee's a little bit sore. Okay, that's fine. So they took a look at the knee. And then they said yesterday it's an MCL, I'm sorry, a meniscus injury. And we told you, meniscus injuries, and I'm not a doctor, but we've covered enough of these. They don't know until they get in, until they do the surgery. And if it's not that bad, they do what's called a trim, and you're back in maybe a month, 3 weeks, whatever. If you need a full repair of the meniscus, it's many months. And they got in there. And that's what they found. And it is just, man, it sucks. Not only if you're a Vikings fan, I mean, it's really a punch in the gut if you're a Vikings fan, but just a fan of football. I mean, a young, fresh face with such promise.
Yeah.
It's one of those, man, like, I feel for the kid. Like, yes, you feel for the Vikings fans. Certainly, that's part of it in the organization. But you feel for the kid. You feel for JJ. And I say, kid, yes, I'm getting old, and he's 21 years old. Like, I feel for that young man. He has a very bright future. I don't think this in any way diminishes his future. But that future is going to have to wait a full calendar year until Chris Brockman, Michael Del Tufo, TJ Jefferson. Happy to see you all. Thanks for carrying me again today. Until we see JJ McCarthy back on the field.
Yeah, great point. And TJ, you'll speak to this too. Last year, we had to suffer through Rich sitting here all season talking about Michigan this and Michigan that and JJ this and JJ that. And it was like, all right, dude, fine, whatever. I get it. He's the quarterback of your college football team.
Fine, I was over JJ.
JJ fatigue out the wazoo, okay? But then we finally got to meet the kid at the draft when we were there in Detroit, and we fell in love with him. I was like, oh, should the Patriots take this guy? You know what I mean? And so, you know, that's where you kind of really feel where you get to
JJ's
meet the
good
kid,
dude, man.
Spend some time with him, realize how genuine and awesome he is. And you see this news and you're just gutted.
Yeah, it stinks.
You're gutted. But it's also the sad fact. Sad's the wrong way to say it. Every year we see injuries in the preseason where it's like, all right, that guy, we'll see him in a year.
Yeah.
And for veterans, sometimes that is the end. Like, you come back and you're never the same. It's not going to be this way. It's not a major, major knee repair.
Right.
But it is one that takes multiple months to recover from. He'll be back. He'll be okay.
He'll be back better.
It's just right now, it's Sam Darnold.
It's going to be Sam Darnold for the Vikings. Part of me, and Mina Kimes, who joined us last hour, we had this conversation, not knowing yet what was going to happen with JJ, because it literally O'Connell stepped to the podium as Mina hung up. I do think they're going to be a fun watch with Sam Darnold, and this truly is now his chance. Here are the keys, bud. You got Aaron Jones, you got Jordan Addison, you got Justin Jefferson, obviously, here. Mina mentioned Jalen Naylor. He's an interesting piece here as well. You have Kevin O'Connell calling plays. Go get it, man. Yep. Go get it. Sam Darnold, you go get this. Next year, they do turn it over to JJ in all likelihood, and you go get a nice contract somewhere else.
Yep.
Like, this is it. This is your Baker Mayfield moment. Now, Baker had success with his initial team. Same draft, obviously. 2018. In 2020, Baker took his team to the postseason, won a game in the postseason, had a shot to upset the Chiefs when Mahomes got knocked out in Kansas City. A lot of things happened. It didn't happen, but they were trending in the right direction. And then obviously it crashed out. It didn't work for either Baker or Sam in Carolina. Baker had his 5 minutes of awesomeness here with that thrilling TNF comeback with the Rams. And then he took it to success last year on a playoff team in Tampa, and I'm happy for him, and he got his deal. This is Sam Darnold's moment. Go get it. It's set up well for you, and I hope it works. And I hope to see J.J. McCarthy, obviously, back and better than ever, or better than Ezra, for that matter, next year.
Can you be better than Ezra? I don't know.
I don't know. I did see them a bunch of times back in the days. A bunch of times, like twice. They were good. Not bad live.
That just reminds me of like Norm McDonald's joke about...
Which one?
He's like, yeah, better than Ezra, man. You know who that really stinks for? Ezra.
I went down...
Why am I taking a stray?
I went down... remember when I was in here a couple of weeks ago and it was the... not funny, the anniversary of the O.J. Chase.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
For those who remember, Norm MacDonald, who Chris mentioned, used to do the news on SNL back in the day, and he was hysterical.
News.
I went down a Norm MacDonald rabbit hole on YouTube.
The best.
And, yeah, it hurt.
I love when my algorithm gives me a bunch of Norm clips in a row. It's just like, oh, this is a perfect 5 minutes.
Yes, exactly.
It was good living with you. Uh-oh.
There you go. Better than Ezra. Yep. I saw him at the House of Blues in Chicago. Anyway, moving on. When that was still a thing. I teased before the break. You won't believe who showed up today in Oxnard for Cowboys-Rams practice.
I am on the edge of my seat still.
Here it comes.
The payoff of the tease. From Jordan Rodriguez. X feed, Twitter feed. Saw Jordan at Rams practice yesterday. She's the best. Read her on The Athletic for all your best Rams coverage. And she has a podcast as well, a follow-up to the playmakers from last, or the play callers, rather, from last year. Put it on the screen. Boom! Bam!
Oh!
You see that guy on the right?
Whoa!
Sun's out, guns out, everybody.
In shape.
So on the left, that is the always hoodie-wearing Andrew Whitworth. Protect the dome.
Protect the dome.
In the middle, not protecting the dome. Fox NFL insider and man about town.
Was that Glaze?
Jay Glazer. And to the right, sun's out, guns out, Aaron Donald is out at Rams practice.
Are we reading into this?
It looks like he's ready. It's all
that's what I mean. He didn't exactly let himself go.
Not
you know what I mean?
I can't say for certain... I need to confirm this. I do believe it is the first time Aaron has been back. It's not in their building. It's the Cowboys building, but back with the team. I can confirm this. Actually, let me send a text.
I mean,
right
if you
now.
Check the roster real quick, they haven't given out 99 yet. So,
why is he retiring? Let's go.
He's retiring because he doesn't want to play football anymore.
Yeah.
He does it until he gets back on the field.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. What's he
He's
need to
a
play
first
for?
Ballot
what's
Hall
he,
of Famer.
What's he need to play again for? Because he's arguably the greatest defensive player ever.
Because he's on that field right now, probably scratching, like, you know, oh, I missed this a little bit.
Yeah, okay. You don't miss training camp.
So, a couple of things. Number one, Aaron Donald lives close by. Okay? This is not far from home. Obviously,
the
Cowboys, right? So, like, hey, joint practice, hands to shake, people to see, babies to kiss.
Imagine Jerry pays Aaron Donald before CeeDee Lamb.
Come on. First of all, the Rams.
Do it.
Because he retired as a Ram. Yes, if you want, and there was time left on his contract. If you were to come back, he'd have to be. Hold on. I'm sending a text right now. Is this the first time Aaron has been back with.
Who are you texting? Can you reveal
that? Not important.
Okay. Somebody Chris, who's there. Obviously.
Somebody who's there.
I don't know. I don't know if it was a team official or a.
You know, Andrew's got sources.
Not important. I'm just saying. Anyway. He's not coming back. I don't think there's in any way he's coming back. I truly don't. I really don't. I think Aaron
at all this year or right now.
I don't think he's coming back. Period. I think Aaron Donald is done.
Is November Rams are
no. I don't think Aaron. I don't think Aaron Donald is coming.
Playoffs
back.
Team and
no. I don't think Aaron
Sean
Donald
says,
is coming
hey,
back.
Hey, you got 8 games left. 6 games left.
I don't think Aaron Donald is coming back. I don't think he wants to play football. Anymore.
Package? No. Okay.
I don't think Aaron Donald is coming back. Now, if you want to clip this and tell me I'm wrong later, if and when he does, that's fine. I think Aaron Donald would rather be. I don't say this in a sarcastic way. I think he kind of wants to be The Rock. I think he'd like to go to Hollywood. Oh, I think he would like to be an action star. And he's said
he's got the headline WrestleMania first.
Then. I'm in.
What year was it? 2019? We the Rams, I do their preseason TV. We played a preseason game in Honolulu against the Cowboys. And Sean McVay wasn't thrilled about the trip. I'll just put it that way. I mean, 5 years later, I could tell that story. And not everyone went. Look, it's 10 hours on a plane back and forth across the ocean.
Hawaii's far.
Right? No matter, you know, and like Jared Goff didn't go. Sean doesn't play many, if any, of the starters anyway. Back then, he might have played a few more, maybe a few. But, you know, for guys who aren't going to play, why do you need to go 10 hours on a plane? You know, maybe your back locks up. Maybe you miss a couple of days. It's just you don't want to do it. Aaron went, however, because Aaron was filming something for Hawaii 5-0. And he wanted to go to Hawaii. Why not? So he flew over and at the Rams walkthrough the day before the game, which was at a local high school. Lots of cool community events. And like the local high school football team was there. It was fun. It was really a good trip for everybody. Aaron filmed something for Hawaii 5-0. He doesn't think he's Brad Pitt or Denzel, but I think he would like to do something in that space. Now, would that prevent him from coming back for 8 games? No, of course not. But I don't know that that's what he wants to do. This is just me talking. If they had moved their stinking joint practice to Oxnard from El Segundo, then I could have told you. Like he would have given me a straight answer, but you know what? Anyway, so that is that. Aaron Donald today at Rams Cowboys joint practice. Get ready for that video to lead SportsCenter after the JJ McCarthy story. The Brandon Ayuk update, there is no update right now. Still nothing done. No trade to the Steelers, no trade to anyone. Contract offer on the table. He'd like to see a better offer from the 49ers. I think they want to get something done, but right now there is nothing done. And yeah, he could be traded. But there is no news as of now on Brandon Ayuk in any way, shape, or form. And out of Baltimore, Mark Andrews is okay. Mark Andrews was in a car accident this morning, but the Ravens made an announcement that everything's cool. JOK got a new contract. I'm sorry, say that again, Haas? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I have trouble hearing sometimes. Go ahead, insert your jokes. Mike McCarthy spoke this morning as well about his pending contract issues. Not him, but his players. Go ahead.
Understand that the business side is business, but when it comes to the business of Dak and CD, is there a time when you feel like that needs to be settled for you to be able to prepare the football team how you want to make sure they're ready for the season?
Yeah, you know, I loved your question because the answer was in it. You know, it's business. I mean, it really is. And I think that you have to separate those things. But yeah, we're always working towards our goal. And then I think like anything, you know, that's the beauty of training camp, beauty of being out here when we need to, you know, do extra or get more one-on-one attention. And you're able to get that done in, you know, this time of year. So, and then, you know, if it carries further, then we'll adjust. So, you know, it's, you know, all those situations usually have a different turn or twist and turn. That's just the way they go. So, but, you know, we'll be prepared and ready to work through it.
All right, so he expects him there. Everyone says the same thing. He expects CeeDee Lamb to be there. Now, as for the Dak contract, who knows? Dak's under contract. He's going to play. He's out there today. You know, sore ankle, rested the sore ankle. Dak Prescott is in full uniform today, practicing for the Cowboys. I do think CeeDee Lamb gets done. The question is, where's the number? And the Justin Jefferson contract, and we'll bring it back to the Vikings. The Justin Jefferson contract is affecting Ja'Marr Chase. It's affecting CeeDee Lamb, and it is affecting Brandon Ayuk. Maybe Ayuk more than any of them. Well, maybe that's not fair. It's affecting all three. Now, I'm going to pull the audience here. CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, Brandon Ayuk. Rank them, or most importantly, tell me who you think should be paid the most.
Start bench cut situation?
No, you don't have to bench any of them, but rank them. Like Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Ayuk.
I think Brandon Ayuk is a clear number three.
Okay.
CeeDee Lamb and Ja'Marr Chase is kind of a toss-up. I kind of like CeeDee Lamb a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's just personal preference.
Del Tufo?
Ayuk.
You like him first?
100%.
Interesting. Okay.
Reason?
Because I think he means more to that team right now.
Okay, that's a different criteria.
Oh.
But I like it. I was just going rank him like the player. But I like it. Different angle, because it is important to this conversation. Yes. TJ?
I mean, you already know.
You're going to go CD first?
Obviously.
Okay.
Chase and then I...
Okay. I'm going to go Chase.
Ooh.
And then I think it's a push.
What?
Ooh.
I do.
A push.
Ayuk, okay, fine. Then I'll go Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Ayuk.
Oh.
But when it comes to meaning to their team.
Yeah, if we're going to go Del Tufo scenario, yeah, I think it's a clear cut.
Meaning to their team. You might say Ja'Marr Chase is number one. Probably say Brandon Ayuk is number one. But I do think Ja'Marr Chase is that good. I truly do. And I think the connection that he has, going back to LSU.
Well, I think if you look at their teammates, important to team, CeeDee Lamb doesn't have another teammate on par like Deebo Samuel and T. Higgins.
Are you really ready to tell me that T. Higgins is a one?
I'm saying he's a pretty good player.
He's better, darn good, too.
He's better than anybody else on the Cowboys other than CeeDee Lamb.
Agree. Agree. Totally. Anyway, my point being is that $35 million is the number that Justin Jefferson got. He set that bar high. Very high. No one questions whether he deserved it, and I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
But the rest of the league went, geez, thanks. Especially those three teams we just listed. So all of them have their eye on that number. They're not going to get that number. But where do you put them? Where does the number go? Is it 32.5, which is what A.J. Brown got? Is it? And kind of sort of what, you know, they want you to believe Tyreek got, but not really. Like, is that the number?
Or what they want you to think the Patriots offered Brandon Ayuk.
They want you to think the Patriots offered Brandon Ayuk, yeah, which doesn't make sense to me financially for the Patriots. They're not a Brandon Ayuk away from contending. So why are you going to pay $32 million for a wide receiver? That's just my opinion on that one. So what's the number? And where do they see themselves compared to that guy? Because Ja'Marr Chase might go, hey, man, Justin Jefferson and I are equals in same. Every sense of the term.
Mm-hmm.
He probably thinks he's better. He should. I mean, human nature.
Yeah.
So 35, pal, is what I want. CD's like, look at my numbers side by side with Justin Jefferson, because we did that on the screen. Right? I say we, NFL Network, ESPN, everybody, on the screen. You can make an argument they're kind of similar, especially last year with CeeDee Lamb.
I mean, CeeDee Lamb was awesome last year.
He was.
He was awesome.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
So he's going to go, hey, see that Justin Jefferson number?
Yeah.
I'll have what he's having.
Yeah. Utah, give me two.
Yeah. And then there's Brandon Ayuk, who thinks he's really good too. Now, his value to the 49ers, Del Tufo, you can't put a number on it. In my eyes, although they do have Deebo behind him. right? And they drafted Ricky Pearsall knowing this is going to be an issue here.
Truth Serum, they wish they didn't pay Debo what they did, right?
Maybe. But he means so much for your team as well. Yeah. In the run game, in the screen game, people say, well, the Niners had their three-game losing streak midseason against, trying to remember the teams, the Browns, the Vikings, and the Bengals, weeks 6, 7, and 8, I believe, if memory serves. They had that three-game losing streak midseason because Brock Purdy just played poorly. Okay. Or because they were without Debo and Trent Williams. And funny how that works when those guys get hurt. Now, right. I think Williams came back before Debo, and again, it was a long time ago. But yeah, that's how that works. Those two key cogs, and McCaffrey wasn't at his best either. He might have missed one of those three. Yeah, they lost. Well, Debo's a huge part of everything. Go watch receiver. Go watch what they were without Debo. So how do you pay Ayuk? How much do you pay your receiver room? And that's an issue the Bengals have as well. We're going to tag T, but we're going to keep Jamar on his rookie deal right now. Hmm. Can we tag T and pay Jamar right now and pay $55 million for those two this year with the other guys all on rookie contracts? Can you do that in the Niners? How much do you pay your receiver room? Browns are paying their receiver room a lot with Amari and Jerry Jeudy. Elijah Moore is still on a rookie contract. Cedric Tillman's still on a rookie contract. But those two make a lot of money. Not as much as you would pay if you were to pay, Jamar right now. But just have to consider that. All right, I digress. You want to do flag football next?
Yeah, flag football
next.
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to draft a flag football team that will kick the tail of your flag football team. Coming up next. And you might be surprised who I'm picking number one.
Everybody, this just in, it's summertime. It's time to go and do all those summer things, like going to a baseball game during the summer. I'm about to do exactly that, and I know exactly what to do, and you should too. You should go look forward to making new memories this year by going to a ball game using Game Time, the authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch, so you can wait to buy your tickets with killer last-minute deals. The all-in prices feature, you get to see how much everything is before you purchase. Views from your seat, you know exactly where you're getting your seat, and the view of the field from it. Their lowest price guarantee, of course, that's Game Time. Takes the guesswork completely out of buying MLB tickets. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You told a story about the genesis of All Right.
Yes.
All Right.
Here's where that comes from. So, okay. Dazed and Confused.
Yes. Genius film.
I'm in the right bar at the right time. Mm-hmm. And a guy goes, "Hey, you ever done any acting? You might be right, just right for this part." Legendary casting director and producer Don Phillips. I come back, and they do what's called a makeup and wardrobe test, meaning they're shooting another scene one night. I'm just going to show up. Director's going to step off the set and come and look and go, mm-hmm. "Great, I approve." Well, he comes and looks. He goes, "Geez, this is Wooderson. It's great." He goes, "Listen, you're not scheduled to work tonight, but we're over here at the Top Notch drive-thru, and you think Wooderson might want to pick up on the redheaded intellectual, Jake? And I'm like, sure. And he goes, want to shoot it? I'm like, sure. So I go get in the car, about to shoot my first scene ever in a film.
Of your career?
Of my career. And I had been listening to a lot of 70s rock and roll at that time. And there was a certain live recording of a Jim Morrison concert in like Amsterdam or somewhere where he barks at the crowd, all right, all right, all right, all right, four times, real aggressively though. I'm not thinking about that, but this comes back. So I'm in the car and I'm like, who's my man? I'm nervous. I'm about to hear act. Who's my man? Who's Wooderson? I said, well, I'm about my car. And I go, well, I'm in my 70 Chevelle. Yes. There's one. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm about getting high. I said, well, Slater's riding shotgun. You know, he's got a Dubois rolled up. There's two. I said, and I'm about rock and roll. And I said, well, I got Nugent Stranglehold in the 8-track, man. There's three. And I hear action. And I look up and in my mind, I go, and I'm about chicks. I got 3 out of 4. Let's go get the fourth. All right, all right, all right. Wow. That was it.
So
first words I ever said on screen.
Great stuff all there. Right, all right. For watching on the TV, for watching the Roku channel or the Roku Sports channel. All right, all right, all right. I did a sit down with him years ago, by the way, and at Fox for the We Are Marshall book.
Oh yeah,
you know,
of course.
Came into the old like multi-cam sit down thing,
and talking about Matthew McConaughey.
Sorry about that. And so funny, our makeup person, Anya, who's amazing, is many years ago. Like it's TV, we're all behind the scenes. Like when you're not on, like you're wearing jeans and you know t-shirts and hoodies and whatever. Walked in that day.
It's like, whoa.
No.
I would have put something
like,
nice on.
Dressed
right?
Like we're going out. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I see.
What are you doing? It's like, oh, nothing. Going.
Just nothing. What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
It's like when Henry Cavill shows up around here.
That's true. And then he comes in and he's Henry Cavill. First of all, he's Superman, yeah, he's Superman.
Nicest guy
then
ever.
He comes in, he's like the nicest dude in the world.
He shakes our hands, like, he remembers our names.
Wow, okay.
You're like, come on,
this guy, this guy's the real deal, right?
Hey, yeah, it's like me. Oh, Emmanuel Chikrin is going to be there? Sloan from Entourage? Wait, hold on. No, I'm going to go home. I got to get changed.
I got a shower today.
Hey, I'm Andrew. Hi, by the way.
Hey there.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. This is the Rich Eisen Show desk. It is furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop by. So I want to do a fantasy football draft, but before we do that, and not a fantasy draft, a draft for flag football in the Olympics. Flag
football.
We don't call it flag football. We call it flag. In the NFL world, for flag for the Olympics. I want to do a draft. But before we do that, Brockman found this. I believe, TJ, you saw it as well. I don't know who had it first. I'll give you both credit.
Nice.
And that is because we just had Snoop at the Olympics as America's guest and Paris's guest for NBC. His old friend, Dr. Dre, says that he wants to enter the games in 2028 as an archer, not Brandon Cooks, the Cowboys wide receiver, currently on the field in Oxnard, but an actual archer. We have tape.
Like Hawkeye.
What are you going to try out for?
Archery.
And you're being serious.
I'm dead ass serious. I actually started playing around with archery in junior high, right? I stopped for a while and my son bought me a setup. I don't know if it's for my birthday or Father's Day or something like that. So I have it set up in my backyard. And I heard that qualifying for the Olympics is 77 feet, and I practice at 90. Yeah, wouldn't that be interesting to go, especially with it being here in L.A., and win a gold medal?
Dr. Dre is 59 years old. He'll be 63 in L.A. 28, or for L.A. 28. Can you imagine a 63-year-old Dr. Dre claiming gold in archery?
Yes, I can, and it would be amazing.
I'm going to call him out and say, not going to happen, but I would love to see it. Now, he mentioned the distance. Did you guys watch any of the archery during the Olympics?
Yes, yeah. We were locked in. Del Tufo wants to be a spotter.
I want to be the spotter.
The way it was shot, and be careful because that's a dangerous sport, being a spotter. The way it was shot, like visually, It looks like you're just throwing darts at the pup.
Yeah, it doesn't look very far.
It looks like literally it's darts. Like they have the camera. Did you hear him say how long it is? Because we did this on Gold Zone and Peacock.
He said 77, and he practices
it's
at 90.
70 meters. Okay. So, Dr. Dre, you got to back up a little bit.
He was probably thinking feet.
It's 70 meters.
Very far.
Which is roughly 75 yards. So, imagine you're standing on the 25-yard line. Turn around and face the other end zone. The archery target, the bullseye, is on the goal line, the other goal line.
Yeah, no chance.
Okay, that's how far it is. It looks easy on not easy, but
it's like they're getting tens and nines like regularly, and like
from one side of the room to the other.
Yeah, that's easy.
It's going 75 yards. Yeah.
70 meters is almost 230 feet.
Right.
Yeah.
No chance.
You see, for example, oh, look, Anthony Richardson can throw the ball 75 yards. Okay, great. Shoot an arrow into a spot that big from 75 yards. Cool. Anthony Richardson threw a football 75 yards. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that is
Did
impressive.
He throw it into a, not like the big trash can. Can no, he throw like, it into like a like, water bucket yeah, in the corner
like
of the end zone?
Teacup.
In a teacup. Can he throw it into a teacup in the corner of the end zone?
Yeah, but nobody could do that.
Nobody can do that. It's not a knock on Anthony Richardson. I'm just giving you a perspective as to how far that is.
Dr. Dre's about to
75 yards. So if Dr. Dre, bless his heart, at 63 years old, he's a better archer than me. I want to see it. Like, bring it on. Let's go. Anyway. Flag is coming to LA 2028.
Let's do it.
Flag football. Flag. Everybody wants a part in flag. Jeremiah Owusu-Koromoa, a JOK, just got a new contract. Congratulations. Well-deserved. One of my favorite players in the NFL. He is a shapeshifter. Watch that guy get into the backfield and, like, duck under, you know, blitz pickups. The guy's amazing. Deserved the contract. He's done a lot of work with NFL International, NFL Africa. Every off season, you see him with his great traditional African garb coming into the stadium on Sundays. He says he wants to be part of it for Ghana, but he doesn't want to play. He wants to coach the team from Ghana. He says, I'm not getting out there, but I want to go around the room. Want to do a 5-round draft?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys.
Who's going first?
No, are we just doing offense or are we going to do defense?
Four?
No, just on offense.
Just on offense.
We're doing a team. So just the three of us.
So let's do it. You're out.
Quarterback.
This is Del Tufo right now. I'm out of the contest.
I think you can do whatever you want.
Well, you need to have a quarterback.
Quarterback and then four skill players. Do whoever you want.
Two wide receivers.
Want.
We're playing like football. I don't care.
Whoever you want.
Okay.
Andrew, you go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you're number one on the call sheet today.
Miles Garrett.
Oh, interesting. For offense?
I don't care.
Wow.
Go ahead. No, it doesn't matter which way he's playing. Go ahead, stop Miles Garrett.
Wow.
We only got to stop him for like 3 seconds.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, well, you just got to pull the flag.
Quarterback is the foundation of my team. I'm taking Caleb Williams.
I could get a quarterback in later rounds.
Ooh. That stinks because after Caleb said he wanted to play.
Yeah, exactly.
In Hard Knocks yesterday,
that's I was who like, I want.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll do. Miles.
All right, TJ, who are you taking
Caleb.
First?
So I get the next two then, obviously, yeah. Right?
No, it's only three.
No, we're going around the table.
Come on.
Go around the table.
Look, I don't NFL care draft. If it's 4 years from now or not. Taking that man. His name's Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Ooh, quarterback.
Patty cupcakes. I'm going to go Justin Jefferson.
Nice.
Jettis.
Okay.
Nice. I'm taking Jamar Chase.
You're taking Jamar. TJ, you already have Mahomes.
I'm going to take that man, the cheetah. Tyreek.
Take Tyreek. Good call.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I'm going to take Lamar.
Ooh, that's good.
There's Jackson.
Lamar.
Okay.
I'm taking Bijan.
Bijan. Okay.
Give me.
Andrew going off the board with this Miles Garrett with something. That's got me thinking a little bit.
Let me get.
That's got me thinking.
Let me get CD.
Yeah. CD.
I thought you'd do that.
Okay.
Will he be playing with it?
It comes back to me. So through three rounds, 3 of 5, yeah. I go Miles Garrett, Justin Jefferson, Lamar Jackson. Brockman's got Caleb, Jamar Chase, Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
TJ's got Mahomes, Tyreek, CD. Okay?
Correct.
I'm going to come back with Saquon.
Ooh.
Strong.
That's a good one.
Strong.
It's a good one.
I guess I need another wide receiver. I want an absolute BA. I'm taking A.J. Brown.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that.
Who'd you take, Andrew?
I took Saquon.
And you took A.J.?
I took A.J.
Oh, TJ.
Give me that sauce.
Let me get that sauce. Do I have to take a DB here?
Oh, now I'm thinking.
Do I have to take a DB?
Let's go.
No,
not gravy.
No.
Sauce.
That's I'm taking.
No. Do it.
So this is my final pick.
Final pick.
I'm taking just the best available football player who I think could do anything.
Yep.
Anything. He's not the biggest dude, but neither is Tyreek. He just has speed. Kind of similar to my last pick. Okay. I'm just assuming they'll be able to play both sides of the ball.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
Taking Debo.
Ooh.
Debo.
Yep.
Debo.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not mad at
my team's
dog.
Jacked. Yep.
Your team has
you
a lot
good,
of
you
I'm going.
I think I'm gonna follow Andrew's.
Don't do what I think you're going to do, please.
I'm going to take TJ Watt.
Yeah, I figured.
All right.
There he goes. Up.
So obviously, Mr. you got Garrett and you got Watt, number 11
for
the Cowboys.
You know what? I should have gone Mike Garrett. I should have gone Mike over Debo.
He sat in that chair. He's hosted the show.
Yeah.
He's wrestled sumos. It's like, what, Mike?
Mike has hosted this show?
When he was here as a guest, was it last year, the year before?
Two years ago?
He just took over?
Yeah, he was just like, I want to do this someday.
So Rich
this
got
before,
out.
That's great.
Before he started his podcast. Yeah. So he was like, I want to do a host
that's
someday.
Awesome.
So they flipped it around. It was fun.
Okay.
Yeah. And he brought his Pizza Hut. So
that's
right. He did bring his Pizza Hut. That was awesome.
This is so here's my
by
team.
By the way, our teams are stacked.
Well, they better be three good teams.
I went with size, like they're gonna have to tackle people.
Massive size.
Yeah.
But it's flag.
But it's flag.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Actually, what I had in my head, and this is a true story, I had in my head, I said this on air during the Olympics, I want because team handball. As the host country, you're allowed to play. You're qualified for everything.
Yes.
Okay? As the host country.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we don't have a great handball program in the United States.
Not.
So we never play handball. Handball is awesome. Like, if you look at the athletes playing team handball, it is a physical, physical, athletic game. Okay? And I made the point on air during the games. I said, can you imagine Miles Garrett, Saquon Barkley, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill playing team handball? And I mean it. And I want to see that in the Olympics. Well, fun fact, I had that list of players in my head right now, and I just applied it.
You literally just took it all.
I applied it to flag. So I don't know if Miles Garrett is the best flag, but try to throw over him.
Yeah,
you're not going to throw over him. And you've seen the way he shapeshifts and bends around the edge. Miles Garrett is as good an athlete as there is in the NFL.
He could play in the NBA, right?
He could play in the NBA. Yeah.
Miles Garrett.
Jared Verse actually said a couple of weeks ago that he played a little. He was at the gym with Miles playing.
He's like six, 280.
Have you ever seen Miles Garrett
celebrity game?
Like, you ever seen Miles Garrett offseason basketball videos?
Yeah,
he played in the.
He looks like Zion.
Yeah,
he played in the celebrity All-Star game, and
they really don't want him doing that
anymore.
They've made that clear.
Yeah.
Like we don't need to see you.
Needed to see it because
we don't need to see you doing that in the offseason. Please, but my team is Miles Garrett, Justin Jefferson, Lamar Jackson, Saquon, Debo.
Oh, that's a great.
Yeah, I mean, I like Lamar.
That's a good team.
I'm gonna tweet these out.
Okay,
you guys
got Caleb.
Who wins?
Jamar Chase.
Yep.
Bijan Robinson.
Yep.
AJ Brown.
I mean,
yeah,
he's TJ Watt. These are like dream teams.
And TJ Wyatt. I mean,
these are like three dream teams.
See, the problem is this is still 4 years away, too. Yeah. So we're thinking these guys today.
Yeah, but Caleb will have a Super Bowl, maybe.
True. And I did. And by the way, everyone listening, I know it's TJ Watt, not Wyatt. It's an old joke. It's not worth repeating. And TJ has Mahomes, Tyreek, CeeDee, Sauce, Micah.
TJ, wow. I like you.
I like your team.
I like your team.
Yeah. All three of us have perfect quarterbacks for this game. There's no wrong answer. They're a quarterback among these three. Tyreek, CeeDee. You went with Sauce. That's interesting. You're the only one that drafted a DB. I like that.
Well, you know, you have some versatility on these teams, baby.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
Flag's about speed, though. That's the thing.
Flag's about speed.
Yeah. Speed and
you're
Deacon.
Right. You're right,
you
Mike.
You got a Deke and you have to have speed.
That's why I got Tyreek.
But the pass rush, like Mike Hoskins said in the back, is important.
I think the pass rush is
important. Yeah, you go block them.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Three Mississippi.
By the way, yours truly next Thursday on the Nike campus outside Portland in Beaverton, Oregon on NFL YouTube calling a flag game. It's a big deal. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Buddy. Absolutely. NFL YouTube details to come.
Who's playing in this?
It's a girls' flag game.
Okay.
And big initiative, and also a really cool high school game as well. Maslin High School?
Yeah, in Ohio. You know,
in Ohio?
Oh, yeah.
One of the legendary.
Great legendary high school powers against NFL Academy, which is it's in England. It's between London and Manchester, but is the official NFL Academy for high school kids, mostly high school kids. So many of them have moved on to D1 scholarships and playing American football now in the States, but also players that eventually end up in the International Pathway Program, many of whom end up in the NFL as well. So that game being played on the Nike campus next Thursday. Really cool NFL event next week.
Rock, when you want a couple.
So yeah.
Let's go.
Coming up next.
Oh yeah,
trying to think of how we should tease this. I want to maintain the tease for you.
Tease it. I'm down with the teases. Come on. Keep going.
Yeah, you're like Brooklyn on a Saturday morning.
You're
tease
a
it. Just okay, tease, it.
Tease it.
Tease it. Tease it.
Coming up.
I got three teamer this weekend.
The most disgusting player partnership an NFL quarterback has ever made.
Oh, I have no idea where this is going.
We'll tell you where and what and who next.
Let's talk about Sleep Number, people. We all know in the NFL there's no margin for error. A single mistake can change the outcome of a game. We all know that. And proven quality sleep, yeah, believe it or not, can boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall performance. You know that probably in your real life. The same thing goes in the National Football League, which is why Sleep Number is, in fact, the sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, partnering since 2018. 8 out of 10 players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should, too. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference because being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out for recovery, that is game-changing. So right now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store, or you can go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. See store for details.
Are you tired of losing your fantasy football league year after year? Lindsay Rhodes, Emmy-winning sportscaster and football analyst, is your new secret weapon on the Believe Fantasy Football Show.
Watch the quarterbacks and his ADP. I think he has massive high-end upside.
Get expert analysis on player rankings.
Wide receiver 22 in fantasy, Cecil Shorts.
That kid can run, so I'm thinking he can have a breakout season this year.
And you can too by searching the Believe Fantasy Football Show. That's BLEAV wherever you listen.
Okay. Michael Tufo, are you out there, Mike?
Yes, I'm here, Rich. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. So what are you revealing? You've got right here. You got
right up here above me is a brand new Rich Eisen Show sign.
A new Rich Eisen Show sign.
Am I going to do it now?
You see this? Yeah, here we go. Let's
here we go. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Just hope it doesn't come down in your
what
head.
What odds that
I can't do it because the way it's
just
set
put,
up.
To put down the microphone, dude.
I can't.
This is the worst reveal ever.
Keep
both.
Keep pulling, Deltooth.
Pull. Just put the microphone down.
This is good, Rich. This is good.
He's going to break down the whole thing.
Yes.
Pull both of the cords, you.
Hey.
No, we cannot have this as the reveal.
He does
this
audio.
This cannot be the reveal.
He does audio. He does not do manual labor.
That's the way it's messed up up there. I can't.
Del Tufo, walk up the stairs. Walk up the stairs, Del Tufo.
Yeah, okay.
The not reveal.
He's going to walk
up the
stairs.
Oh, no, I can't because I can't climb to where that is.
Yeah, you can. It's up to the
No, you can't.
Story.
It's you got to have a cable. You guys don't know OSHA rules. See, they screwed me. They did this on purpose. I'm convinced.
Yeah, it's against you, Mike.
I'm telling you.
Del Tufo, just tell everyone out there you don't have any change for them.
Just pull it. Give them good jersey pull. Put them
up. Yeah, there you go. Watch.
Put the microphone down and pull it.
Pull the other one.
You're a big man. Yank it. Yank it. Oh, jeez.
This is so much better.
Oh, Mike, all right, Mike, come back in here and screw off the audio now, Mike.
Hey, everybody. This is going to be it for me. A couple more minutes. Ooh. I want to thank everyone in advance here. Brockman and Del Tufo and TJ and Liz and Sarah and Kristen and Erica and Hoskins. And who else am I forgetting?
Monica in the back.
John in the back.
And John in the back and RJ and everybody. All right. Thank you.
Sarah.
I said Sarah.
You said
Sarah.
You did. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Anyway, I digress. Couple more minutes to go before we pack up and go home. I teased it. An NFL quarterback has done something more disgusting than
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
We can't play the whole thing.
Uh-oh.
But can we play the B-roll, Hoskins? Will Levis, who pre-draft.
Oh, wow.
There's this big hubbub about he puts mayonnaise in his coffee. I give Will credit, right?
No.
It was a bit, I think, although he has done it.
I don't think
he
it
has
was a bit.
Leaned into it. And they unveiled this commercial this week. I give, look, he's shirtless here, putting mayonnaise on everything. I give Will credit. Like, but it's for Hellman's, for the fragrance you've been craving. Will Levis, number 8, Parfum de Mayonnaise.
It's funny.
Supply is limited. Will Levis, number 8. Like, I give you credit.
Yeah, very
I give you credit, Will.
That's
like,
terrible.
Good for you, man.
Embrace
it. It was a bit that there was a point pre-draft where I had heard that he was kind of annoyed. That's all anybody wanted to talk about. Like, he kind of regretted the bit. But now you're leaning into the bit, which is, Will, the best way to handle it. God bless you. And you're making money off it. So good for you,
absolutely.
Will Levis. And with that said, it is disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting.
I find mayo disgusting.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Not Will Levis's business venture, but with you, TJ. Mayo is disgusting. And I'm looking at you too, Ioli. Okay?
Ioli.
I'm looking at you too. Because you're just mayonnaise by a different name. Now, listen.
I can deal with that a little bit.
Come on now.
No.
I can deal with that.
I'm looking at you too.
Everyone knows how I feel about this, so I don't want to linger too long. And I know, what do you have against emulsions? I don't. In the grand scheme of things, it's eggs and oil. I get it. I eat eggs. I cook with oil. Like, I understand it. It just,
it's really
there's something
good.
Texture-wise.
Mayo on a jersey.
It is the only thing. It is the only thing that where I have, like, I'll eat oysters. I'll eat the whole texture thing. It doesn't bother me. But the taste and the texture, and just maybe it's the whole white sauce thing. I'm not a white sauce person. Only thing I really don't like in my food. Don't put Caesar dressing
pizza.
Or white sauce or mayo. I don't like it. It's disgusting, and I truly do believe. You often see when you go to restaurants, especially here in California, a health grade, right? A, B, C, D, right?
Yeah.
Right. In the window. Okay. I believe that if you put hidden mayonnaise on your menu, like, then you should be docked a health grade.
What do you mean hidden mayonnaise?
Hidden mayonnaise.
I need to know if it's in there. I get it. I'm
menu disclosures. So, for example, when you buy a product at the grocery store, right, the Food and Drug Administration mandates that you have to put all the ingredients on the side of the packaging. Everything that's in there.
Right.
Like, sodium, sugar, all preservatives, right? What percentage of your daily intake this entails, all of that. I believe that restaurants should be required to include not every item in every meal, because that isn't rational response. I mean, that's impossible. But if mayonnaise is included in your on your menu item, it should be legally, you should be forced to put it on. Like
on a sandwich or a burger or something? Is that what you're talking about?
Especially on a sandwich or burger.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Like, I'm ordering, I don't want your mayonnaise. Like, if you're going to put mayonnaise on my sandwich and not include it in the menu, like,
mayonnaise.
Good God almighty.
Did you just go full Johnny Mox on us?
I don't want your mayonnaise.
Oh, no, I firmly
believe that.
Like, if you're going to put mayonnaise on a sandwich and not have it listed on the menu, shut the restaurant down. Shut the restaurant down.
So, like, In-N-Out Burger, that sauce that they, like, you know.
Is all mayonnaise.
All mayonnaise.
No, I won't eat that.
It's
no.
Like,
I don't want sauce either.
No, I don't want that.
You want sauce on my football team, that's fine.
But in all seriousness, I think you're actually disrespecting your customer if you put mayonnaise on a sandwich or on any menu item and don't tell them on the menu.
Exactly.
You are disrespecting and insulting your customers. Period, full stop. Like, I was in a restaurant once in Denver years ago, like some quick serve restaurant, whatever. I was just stopping to get some lunch on the way back to the hotel. I was there for a game. And I go up and I'm looking at the menu and I'm at the counter and I'm talking to the kid behind the counter. I'm like, blah, blah. All right, so I want that, please. But no aioli. No, I said, but no mayo. And the kid looks at me and says, there's no mayo on that, sir. I said, it says aioli. And he goes, but there's no mayo on that, sir. And I said, all right, come on. And I wasn't angry. I'm like, come on, but we know it's the same thing. Like, just no aioli then, please. He goes, sure, no aioli. So then he goes and he gets my drink and he comes back. And the kid, I swear to God, looks over his shoulder like this. And he goes, hey, but I know it's the same thing. Like, I'm totally with you. But they make me say that. I said, are you kidding me? Why would they do that? He goes, I don't know. They're like sensitive. They're like, they make me say there's no mayo. Like, that aioli and mayo are different. I'm like, well, they kind of are. It's like, I know, but I'm totally with you. I don't get it. I'm like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Yeah, Brockman's looking at me like I got three heads. Like, I'm sorry, man.
Mayo. You know, the only time I can really eat it is like when I'm having elote or, you know, street corn, and I know they put mayo on that. But for some reason, my brain will allow
mayo's
me
delicious.
To.
Delicious.
I don't know. You guys
mayo
are talking is amazing.
About. Mayo's delicious.
Mayo's
delicious. Aioli's delicious.
I actually don't like the taste. I really don't like
it's
the
great.
Taste.
It's great.
It's all when it's on there, it's the only thing I taste. Period. Full stop. All right. What else have we not gotten to? Is there something else you want to get to today, Brockman, that I have not yet hit? Okay. Good talk.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I don't know. You just did 5 minutes on mayonnaise.
Yes, I did. And I've done it before.
I don't
Not
know.
Recently.
I feel the same way about mustard, too.
What are you excited for week two preseason?
Week two of the preseason. That's a good one. You asked me to do this for my homework last night. I did not.
I know.
Okay.
It was Wednesday. I thought we might do a power ranking. You
no,
said,
totally
yeah,
get
I got it.
It.
And then you forgot.
Okay. Then I totally forgot. I was watching Hard Knocks. So, number one.
All good.
I'm excited to see Caleb Williams out there again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Truly excited to see that. I'm excited to see any of these rookies take the next step, like build off it.
Yeah.
And there is always a comeuppance in the NFL. Like, you have your moment and then, all right, you get knocked back down to earth. And so for the rookie quarterbacks, Caleb Williams, who look good, and Jaden Daniels, I want to see those guys do it again. I don't doubt that you can. Just want to see it. It's a funny game that we all play. And I also, from a selfish perspective, want to see, with the Rams here, Stetson Bennett, like, build off that final drive and do good things against the Chargers. From a Chargers perspective, I'm about to go to their practice after this. I know they would like to see Easton Stick complete some forward passes as well. Thank you, everybody. Rich back soon. I'm Andrew. So long.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have, I've gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.